Himanai is inspired by true events. The names and locations have been changed to protect all those involved. With that being said, let's get into the story. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please remember to rate and review it. As well as that, subscribe on any platform you're listening to.
Welcome her. I'm Dr. Teresa. Feel free to take a seat.
Hello, Doctor.
I'm here to help with your recovery. In order for me to help you, I need to know what happened. We'll get started when you're ready. Would you like something to drink before we start?
No, thank you, Doctor.
So let's go over the details you filled in. You're an international student here in Sydney. You're from Zimbabwe, and you have no family close by. You're enrolled at the University of Sydney as a law undergrad. You're currently 22 and employed part-time as a waitress. Can you confirm that all this information is accurate and correct?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, I'd like to remind you that it's a free and safe place to talk. I'd like to know how you got here. I know opening up is not easy, but we can start off with how you ended up here and remember that everything you tell me is confidential. Take your time.
Okay. I can tell you how I got here. In fact, I can still feel it. I feel like I'm there right now. Like I'm still in that living room with him. See, Doctor, this was my chance. It might have been my only chance. I planned it, just in case I'd get a chance. And I saw it. This was it. I ran towards the door. I opened it and exited. I turned directly for the emergency staircase. I knew what I was supposed to do. As I was running, I kept whispering, "Jesus, please. Jesus, please. Oh God, if you can hear me, please let me escape. Please, I know I don't ask you. I know you probably, please. Please." Your act together. Come on. It's just the lights. You can't turn back now. You can't. It's too late. I ran up the emergency staircase. I didn't run down. I ran up because I knew you wouldn't expect me to run up. Up was no exit. The only exit was down. I had to take my chances. I ran up those stairs and... Well, I don't know how to explain this part. Doctor, have you ever felt like you had angels right there beside you, helping you?
Sometimes. Why?
That's how I felt that night. Because it doesn't make sense. Why didn't the lights work? The lights on the seventh floor worked. Why didn't the eighth and the ninth lights work? It had to be angels. Maybe God heard my prayer. I reached the very top, where I left my bag. Okay, It's still here. I'm okay. I'm just gonna stand here. He's gonna wait here. We're just gonna wait. Hopefully. Jesus. Please. At some point, I thought he was running up the stairs. I almost screamed, "Doctor." But he didn't. He ran down. I had to hold back the stream with my hands. I had to forcibly keep it in. And that's when I tasted it. Blood. When had I started bleeding? I didn't move. I just crouched there by the corner with my bag. I didn't even want to make a sound. The whole time I was talking to God. But I couldn't say anything more than, "Please. Please." I was like that until I couldn't feel my legs. And then I started feeling that tingle that you get, like you're walking on pins and needles, because I hadn't moved for that long. I was afraid. What if I got up? What if I started running? And he was there waiting for me? What if I stayed? And eventually he figured out that no one exited. But I didn't have a choice. I come this far and going back wasn't an option. I got up, I changed and I removed the bloody and torn shirt. I put on a new one. But I couldn't do anything about the bra. I mean, a bra. A freaking bra. I hadn't thought of picking one. So I kept the torn one on. And slowly made my way down the stairs. Listening in for any sound, any indication that he was there. When I got to the ground floor, I ran. The door was right there. I just ran. This was it. My hope was there. My salvation was there. Just maybe I'll make it. Just maybe he wasn't outside. Maybe he thought I'd gotten onto the train. I don't know. I just had to. I ran.
Thank you. I know that wasn't easy. You're in a safe place now, Her. Let's take a break and get you settled into a room. Then we can continue.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe, rate, and leave a review.